The camera on your smartphone is powerful. It can record your baby's first steps or take a panorama of the Taj Mahal. Also, selfies. Recently, a startup in Silicon Valley realized a camera on the phone could be used by people who are blind to help them see remotely. NPR's Aarti Shahani reports.
I'm in the home of Lisa Maria Martinez. She's got a little bit of vision.
But I grew up reading Braille, so print is not my forte.
Which makes it very hard to read labels, especially those fancy fonts on food packaging. Martinez wants to make spaghetti before her husband and kids get home.
And I'm cheating, and I'm going to use a pre-made sauce.
Lisa Maria, I'm disappointed in you. You're pre-made?
I know.
But it's a weekday, time for shortcuts. Martinez already has the key ingredients on the table.
Tell me what we got.
I don't know.
And that is the task at hand, to sort out what's inside the jars she's pulled from her pantry. She's going to use this app on her iPhone called Be My Eyes. She taps the icon to launch.
Creating request. Connecting to servers.
You could also launch it using voice command.
Waiting for other part.
Be My Eyes is a pretty simple concept. The person who's blind connects to people with sight, points the smartphone camera to things, and gets help seeing what they are. The app rings, this monotonous droning ring, until both sides are connected.
Connected to other part.
Yay!
The other part, so to speak, is volunteer Kaylee Bennett. They say hi, and Martinez points her phone.
So I'm holding up a can.
Bennett reads the label.
They are chili beans.
Next jar.
That's all pesto.
Pesto. And finally.
That is parmesan asego.
It's a three-cheese sauce, which Martinez decides she's going to use. Now, there's a cool little detail about the location of her volunteer.
I'm on a holiday in Exmouth, at the top of Australia.
Bennett is from Australia, on a family vacation on the northern tip of that continent. And she happens to have an internet connection strong enough to stream video chat. This is an unconventional volunteer setup. I ask her, you decided to get on this app while you're on holiday?
Yeah, well, they just call you whenever. It just comes up as a notification.
Be My Eyes isn't just a way to help the blind. It's an experiment in online engagement. To date, the main way you can do good on the internet is by signing a petition or donating money. Here, you can hop on a quick call to action. Clock in some micro-volunteering.
You have a chance just to step in or step out of your everyday life just for a brief moment and then do something good within a couple of minutes.
Be My Eyes CEO, Christian Erfurt.
I think that's very appealing for people.
The numbers suggest he's right. The startup has more than 24,000 blind users registered and 300,000 volunteers. They have seen a couple dozen cases of abuse.
Mostly prank calls from teenage boys pretending to be blind.
But mostly, people are just trying to help. And to be a truly on-demand service, they need more volunteers. Though one should not volunteer at any expense. For example,
creating request, connecting to servers.
Back in Lisa Maria Martinez's home, we get connected to Bua Botkatmani, a student who's never done community service. She says this is her very first time. The app popped up in her Facebook stream. She helps Martinez sort through the colors of some yarn for knitting.
This one has many colors.
Uh-huh.
Pink, yellow, blue, and white.
Okay, perfect.
And when they're done, I ask Botkatmani where she currently is, by which I mean what country. But Martinez and I get a much more specific answer.
I'm in the car.
Oh, you're in the car. Oh my gosh.
That's right. She's in Thailand in a car. And by that, she doesn't mean in the back seat.
You're in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
So why are you on the app also?
To help you.
While this is very sweet and bizarrely global, the last thing the world needs is a headline about an altruistic young woman in Thailand who crashed her car while helping a blind lady in California see. Wherever you are, if you're going to try Be My Eyes, please do it safely. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, Silicon Valley.